The site of a new commercial development on Stony Nakota First Nation has a long history of indigenous trade, sport and seasonal gathering, hence its Stony name, Aktekia B. Wida, which translates to a coming together of people. Good Stony Meadows, the future home of a new gas bar, takeout restaurant and retail space, lies adjacent to the Stony Nakota Resort and Casino on Highway 40, one of the busiest tourist corridors in Canada and the gateway to the traditional lands of the Earhe Nakota, Stony Nakota, First Nation. At the center of it all is the Sky Teepee, a collection of lights positioned above an outdoor courtyard that shoot skyward to create the shape of the conical shelter traditionally used by Indigenous peoples across much of North America. It will be like a beacon to draw people in, said CEO of Goodstoney First Nation Ray Greenwood. It's so tall it looks like it could take you to the moon. The light teepee, which had to be approved by Transport Canada, is meant to capture the attention of highway passers-by without overburdening the night sky. The eight lights that make up the monumental-sized light sculpture are meant to represent each current and future tenant space that the development will house. Goodstoney Meadows will take up 1.6 hectares, 4 acres, of land, but it will have room to expand with another 1.6 hectares, 4 acres. The current plans include two buildings. One will be comprised of 2 to 4 commercial rental units ranging in size from 109 to 228 square meters, 1,177 to 2,458 square feet, of space, plus restrooms and an outdoor patio. The other will have two floors consisting of a convenience store, restrooms, a takeout area and a drive-through on the main level, with a meeting area, office, and staff room on the upper level. The gas bar will be located nearest to the convenience store. The site will also include a wooden teepee structure at the center of the outdoor patio, with a fire pit, art installation, picnic tables and a playground nearby. The development is planned to open before the end of 2022. Construction began prior to the sod turning ceremony on July 11, which saw Goodstoney Chief and Council, Chiniki First Nation Chief Aaron Young and Council, Cochrane Mayor Jeff Janung, Banff Airdrie MP Blake Richards, Alberta Indigenous Relations Minister Rick Wilson, and other dignitaries attended the sod turning ceremony where development plans were unveiled to the public. Greenwood said Goodstoney First Nation couldn't help but notice opportunity was knocking for a development like this to be built with the amount of traffic that passes through the area each year heading to or from nearby Banff, Canmore, Kananaskis Country, and Calgary. We've been talking about this with Chief Clifford Poussette and Council for about the last year and a half to 2 years, he said. Throughout COVID-19 and now as things begin to relax, the area has been really busy with people wanting to get out and about in the mountains. On top of that, the Bears Paw Travel Center that opened here in 2019 has been extremely busy, so this presented a good opportunity to move in on this and expand Goodstoney's economic development portfolio. Goodstoney Meadows is expected to create a number of jobs for Earhe Nakota First Nation. Greenwood believes it will be a successful endeavor in pushing the Goodstoney, formerly Wesley, band toward self-sufficiency. He added it's just one of many projects and developments they have in the works at the moment. Chief and Council have had many conversations with Goodstoney members and we felt it was time we start taking on a few more advancements, he said. So, we've got 3 or 4 more things that will be cropping up in the next couple of years. Greenwood said the development will be competing with the Bears Paw Travel Center on gas sales, but not much else. We don't want to take away their business, he said. The gas canopy will not allow for any big hauling trucks to come in and we're not selling diesel. We hope, if nothing else, that it will only help to draw even more business to the travel center and to the Stony Nakota Resort and Casino.